Unfortunately, there are those parts of the press or the media who have got axes to grind, and basically they've been telling lies. When we have people stop and they ask us about these and we actually explain to them, they do understand and say, oh, we've read The Sun and it's told us this. And when they talk to us, they actually realise what the truth is.
With regards to the newspapers, there's only one or two quite openly on our side, whereas the rest of them have been scaremongering, to say the least. I mean, it changes from day to day. But thankfully, the public support has stayed strong all the way through. So it's good the public are actually making up their own mind and not being swayed by what they hear or read.
Yeah, they do support us.
I think the problem with the government is that they don't really seem to know what they're doing themselves.
They're actually sort of dealing or dabbling in an area that they really don't know very much about.
I believe as well that they tend to be very hypocritical, because they're prepared to spend billions with a possible war with Iraq. They've spent billions of pounds bailing out failed private companies, which are run by company directors who are on huge wages. But when it comes to actually paying money to public workers, then they just want to keep everybody on the low wage.
We need new equipment. We're riding around in machines that are 15 years old. I mean, give us some decent equipment, you know, and a bit of consultation about what we think.
Is the machinery also in the agenda for the negotiations?
Not as far as we're aware, no. No, it's literally about the shift system, the pre-arranged overtime. It's nothing to do with the equipment or actually modernising things on the station. You know, apart from changing, it's changing things that are working. Our members that are parents, both men and women, are saying quite categorically that the shift system at the moment allows us to be better parents, because we've got our days off and we can pick the kids up and all that sort of thing. And if they go into pre-arranged overtime, then all that's going to change.
I don't think the changes are all about cuts. That's what they do. They want to cut the fire service. They want to decrease the number of firefighters and fire appliances, which is a risk to the public. You can't have less firemen and less firefighters, especially after a government report. They needed 100% increase of firefighters and fire appliances, and they're talking about cuts.
Talking about modernisation, what they want to do is save money.
Saving money isn't going to save lives. That's what the fire service is here for, is to save lives, not money. They're trying to run it like a business. It's not a business, it's a service.
So I believe a lot of the modernisation they're talking about isn't modernisation, it is about cuts, and at the end of the day we're going to have a worse service for the public, not a better service.
We really, really, really do not want to be out here, absolutely. It's going to be such a relief